Northward on Business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
Lorcan Allen from the Business Post is with us. Lorcan, yesterday evening in the United States, NVIDIA, which is a semiconductor company, overtook Microsoft as the world's most valuable company. How much is it worth and why?
Yeah, it's an incredible story. NVIDIA is worth $3.3 trillion, an eye-watering valuation for the company, and it's enjoyed meteoric rise in valuation over the last number of years. The advanced semiconductor manufacturer, as you say, became the world's most valuable company last night after a recent rally in its share price that has seen it overtake both Apple and Microsoft to take the top spot. NVIDIA shares rose 3.5% on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange yesterday to increase the company's market valuation to over $3.3 trillion. And just in case anybody was unconvinced by the AI phenomenon that has gripped markets over the last year, all they have to do is look at the share price of NVIDIA over recent years. It's a remarkable story. Since before the pandemic, shares in NVIDIA have rocketed more than 3,000%. In the last year, the company shares are up more than 200%. Even since the start of this year, NVIDIA shares have risen more than 180% in value. And it just, I mean, it's the literal walking example of how big investors are betting on the artificial intelligence
because
revolution.
Because it makes all the chips for the big data centers that will run all of the servers for AI computing.
Exactly. And I have to say, like, there's a lot of chatter about AI and what it's going to do, but NVIDIA is generally one of the companies you can see that is making money already from artificial intelligence. It manufactures these microchips. It sells them on. It's already raking in billions and billions of dollars in extra revenues. And it did a report recently where it says it's eyeing a $1 trillion sales opportunity over the coming years just from selling microchips. So whatever about the hype around AI, NVIDIA is already making money from it.
Yeah, and just to put the trillions into context, so when we mention these numbers, they are staggering. They are absolutely staggering. That's probably worth more than the economies of the UK and France combined. It's absolutely amazing. Let's move back to more domestic matters. And I'm sure many people have forgotten about the National Asset Management Agency, or NAMA, as it's called, set up many, many years ago now. I think it's approaching 15 years. But we look like we might be seeing the back of it, and we might be getting some money out of it too.
Yeah, that's right, Ian. NAMA confirmed today it will have only one more year in existence. The agency, which was set up back in 2009 as part of the fallout from the financial crash, tasked with taking on distressed commercial property loans and assets from the banks. It confirmed it would be wound up by the end of 2025. So over the last 15 years, NAMA has worked through most of its legacy portfolio, and it continues to liquidate its remaining asset base. Announcing its annual report this morning, the agency reported a net profit of €68 million, which was down slightly on the profit it made last year. And that decline is due as it continues to reduce the size of its commercial property portfolio, which stood at just under €450 million at the end of 2023. For context, at the height of things, it's just a fraction of the €32 billion in assets that NAMA would have started out with over a decade ago.
So it's sold off all the loans or the underlying properties or whatever it holds. It's now down to just a few hundred million.
It is just a few hundred million. The agency says that by the time it winds up its operations at the end of 2025, it expects to have returned a surplus of well over €5 billion to the taxpayer by the time it shuts down. So, I mean, the agency will return money to the state by the time it's finished.
A lot of people at the time, including myself, it should be noted, thought that it would end up losing money. So all these years later, happy to be wrong on that. The state is getting something back. Lorcan, on many other occasions, we'd be talking about housing a lot more than we would be these days. There's a report out today by the Department of Finance saying that we need how much money to build all the homes we need to in this state.
It says we need more than €20 billion to build the target of 50,000 homes a year that Simon Harris has recently started talking about.
€20 billion per year.
€20 billion per year to finance 50,000 homes. It's an incredible amount of money. And of course, you know, the government doesn't have $20 billion a year to be throwing into housing. And the Department of Finance report clearly states that if we're going to hit a 50,000 home target, we're going to have to get more private capital into the housing sector, which is something that has We've, I suppose, we've been doing the opposite of in many ways in our policies over the last year, where the state's involvement in housing has ramped up increasingly, but a lot of the policies around housing have been, I suppose, put the brakes on institutional investment into housing, which is really where you're talking about. If you're going to get that sort of 20 billion financing, the Department of Finance estimates of the 20 billion, 17 billion will need to come from private investors. So things like the rent caps and other policies like that have been prohibitive for new investment in apartments and things like that by institutional investors. So something that the Department of Finance is warning will have to change if we're going to build 50,000 homes a year.
And the suggestion as well that, look, we've chased these funds by calling them vulture funds away. Are they going to come back?
Well, at the minute, it is, I think a worrying development is kind of building under the surface. There's been we're seeing a lot of apartments being finished at the minute. Last year, over a third of our housing output was apartments. But the Department of Finance is warning that there's a major slowdown coming in the amount of institutional investment or investment funds building apartments. And it's saying that this state has been increasingly asked to be the main supporter of apartment delivery. But when over a third of your housing supply is reliant on institutional investors that are sort of walking away, particularly with interest rates as well going up, that's quite a worrying development if we're going to hit 50,000 homes a year. It simply doesn't add up in my eyes unless something changes.
We're going to have to look at housing once again. Lorcan Allen from the Business Post, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.